This week's edition of the Justin Howard Show is being brought to you by Baboon and Anchor. Today is Sunday, January 13th. This is the Justin Howard Show. How's it going? Justin here with you. Now, I want to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to do something I like to call Twitter Roulette. I'm just going to hop on Twitter, find out what's trending. Let's see what kind of fun we can have with this, shall we? Here we go. Very first thing that pops up, a huge bronze hippopotamus has gone missing. Dun, dun, dun. And it's gone missing in the UK. From the BBC News, a hippo sculpture stolen from Chilstone ornament makers. An extremely heavy bronze hippo has been stolen from a luxury garden ornament business. The 3/4-ton beast, described as hugely distinctive by police, was taken from the Chilstone Show Garden near Tunbridge Wells. Not sure where that is. I'll have to Google map that. Officers think that the 6-foot-7-inch sculpture may have been lifted onto the back of a truck by, quote, mechanical means. You think? Kent police are appealing for witnesses who may have spotted the unusual cargo due to its sheer size. No other items were stolen during the raid in Langton Green on Wednesday, police said. How do you steal a bronze hippo that size? That's a little weird. Why would you steal it? I mean, that's a little weird. All right, let's spin the Twitter roulette wheel, see what we get here. Oh my goodness. Who's ready to feel old? Guess who turned 20 yesterday? Not that person either. Not a celebrity. An album. Britney Spears' album, Baby One More Time, was released 20 years ago yesterday. How old do we feel now? It's 20 years younger than I am. It's 20 years younger than I am. Depressed now. I'll spin this wheel again and see what happens. Give me something good this time. Please give me something good this time. Jillian Michaels' anti-keto rant causes controversy. I don't know what keto is, and quite frankly, I don't care. So this Twitter roulette is just not working out this week. Let's try this again. Spin it again. Here we go. Megyn Kelly is officially no longer an employee of NBC. Again, nothing that I really care about. So let's see. But let's just read this here. NBC News made it official that Kelly is, quote, no longer an employee of the network after the blackface conversation in October that lost her a morning show. However, she'll walk away with the remainder of her $69 million contract. La-di-flippin-da. All right, this is not going to be an ongoing thing because it's just not really working out. It's making me depressed. There's nothing fun. Where's the fun stuff? I thought there was supposed to be fun stuff here. Let's see here. The hippo thing was kind of fun. Let's see if I can spin it one more time here. I'm going to give it one last chance. Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Okay, we're going to end with this one, and I want some audience participation on this, okay? What's the biggest lie you ever told for personal gain? Writer Nicole Cliff remembered a time she stretched the truth to get something she wanted. She asked people if they had a similar experience. I'm going to do the same here. She tweeted that when she moved in with her significant other 3 months into their relationship, it's because she lied, said she was getting evicted, and needed a place to live when in fact she just wanted to move in with the significant other. Wow. What is the biggest lie you've told for personal gain? I want to know. Hit me up on Twitter at The Justin H Show. Find me on Facebook, The Justin Howard Show. I want to know, what is the biggest lie you've ever told for personal gain? We're going to end Twitter Roulette right there and rethink the entire concept of Twitter Roulette. And I may bring it back sometime once I figure out how I really want it to work. So there you go. Also, I've got a poll up on my Twitter account and on my Facebook account, both pages. What do you want to hear on this show? Now, on Twitter, I've got several options for you. On Facebook, just two, because that's all Facebook lets you have. So, do you want more pop culture news? Do you want specific pop culture news? Do you want commentary about regular news? I really don't want to do that, but I'm here for you, for the people. So let me know what you want. Do you want to see me on YouTube? Do you want to see me play some video games live? Live stream some video games? Let me know what you want. Again, find me on Twitter at The Justin H Show. Find me on Facebook, The Justin Howard Show. And you know what? Whatever you want to do, I'll take it into consideration because, again, I want to make this for you. It may have my name on it, but it's your show just as much as mine. So I'm going to reconsider Twitter Roulette maybe some other time. But for now, this has been The Justin Howard Show. See you next time.